Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Auditor Tracy Vanderlinden about the upcoming election. Warren County Auditor's Office already seeing some early voting for the upcoming election. How is that going so far?
It's going very busy. It's been a heavy turnout.
How normal is this for heavy turnout in terms of early voting compared to what you normally see on Election Day?
Compared to 2 years ago, it's very heavy, and it continues to get that way, it seems, every general election.
Would you prefer the early voting, or would you prefer the kind of big turnout on Election Day? Which one is more organized, I guess, is what I'm thinking.
Not really sure. That's a good question. I enjoy the absentee. It's a lot of work, a lot of work behind it. Election Day, it's always nice to keep my poll workers busy, so I don't want them sitting there with nothing to do, and they enjoy seeing people, so either way is good.
How does the auditor's office prepare for Election Day? Because it is one of the many things that you do control, but it is a big part of what the auditor's office does.
It's just a very busy time of year. There's so much involved in it. Preparing the absentee ballots, getting everything ready for Election Day at the polls. There's just a lot behind it. It's hard to begin as to where we even begin to start. There's just so much.
What should I expect when I come in to vote if I wanted to do early voting or even on Election Day? What should I know going in beforehand?
For early voting, you'll need to first fill out a request form to get your ballot. On Election Day, you will, as long as you're already registered, you'll be in the system and you'll be good to go. You'll just have to fill out the form and to get your ballot. If you are not registered and you're a new registrant, then you'll need a form of a photo ID, like a driver's license, or an ID that's got a photo on it. And you will need to bring something along for proof of residency, which would be like a utility bill or a cell phone bill that's got your name and your current address on it. And they'll get you taken care of so you can vote.
Let's say I don't know if I'm registered or not. How would I find that information out?
You can check with your local auditor's office. They can look it up and tell you whether you're registered or not.
If I wanted to find out my polling location as well, if I didn't want to just stop by the auditor's office or the auditorium now where the voting is going on, how would I find that out?
You could go to your auditor's website, and it should be on there. Just go to the auditor side, and you could find your polling place and multiple other things that you might have questions on. Or you can go to the Secretary of State's website, and they've got all the information regarding voting on their site.
What should I know in the future? Let's say I didn't register to vote. I'm not sure how to vote. What information would you like to pass on, or what advice would you like to pass on to someone who hasn't voted in a while, or maybe someone who hasn't ever voted?
Well, you can get the forms off of our website or the Secretary of State's website. All the information is out there. Just fill out a registration form. Right now, they're not having to show proof of driver's license, but you will need to have proof of identity and proof of residency, and just get the paperwork filled out and they'll get you taken care of.
I know that election time is a very busy time of year. A lot of people come in and help out for the auditor's office. I guess, what's your staff looking like at this point?
My staff is looking kind of wild. We're all keeping so busy that we're just kind of going in circles with everything. Like I said, there's so much to the absentee side of it, and the absentee's been keeping us so busy that it's been a struggle just getting prepared for Election Day itself. But I've pulled in a few extra helpers, and that's helped us a lot. So I think we're going to be ready for November 6th, and hope everybody else is too.
All right, and what about volunteers as well at the polling locations? I know that these people generally have done it for a very long time and are experienced, as far as what I know. How is that looking for Warren County?
It's getting a little bit better. I've had quite a few people offer to help us out. They do get paid. It's minimum wage, $7.25 an hour, and it's a fun day. I know it's a long day. The hours are 6 a.m. to probably 10 p.m., and it keeps them busy. It will be busy, and there's lots to do. So they'll see people they haven't seen for a while, maybe meet some new neighbors, and we just appreciate all the help we can get.
If someone wanted to help out, where should they go, and who should they talk to?
They can contact the auditor's office, whichever county you might live in. They're all needing help, I think. So just contact your auditor's office and we'll get you set up.
Thanks to Tracy Vanderlinden for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.